Good evening to everyone who is listening now. The time is 5 past 6. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. It is a beautiful Sunday. It is a beautiful Saturday. I have promised you yesterday that today we are going to discuss, or I'm going to talk about, the responsibility for men and a woman. Now that is what we are going to talk about today. I welcome you to our daily show, Time to Meditate. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. So I want us to play this song. There's a song that is playing on the background. That's a song that I'm entering with. It's an instrument song that I'm just entering with. Keep on listening to this song. And we are continuing. I welcome you to our show, Time to Meditate. A beautiful Saturday. I'm going to open this this show with prayer. We are going to pray. Wherever you are, you may be in your car driving, you may be in your house sitting, you may be walking or running. As I'm going to pray, I want you to pray with me. We are going to pray after this beautiful song. The instrument one, we are going to pray after it. Inviting God to be with us. We thank God as He has been with us today. I'm going to pray. I want you to pray with me as I pray. Let me pray. Father, tonight we are praying. We thank you, God, for being with us during the day. We thank you, Lord, for working with us. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us. As we start our show today, we are inviting you, Lord, to be with us into this show of Time to Meditate. As we are going to meditate, we invite you, your presence. We invite your presence in our midst. Father, I believe that to each and every listener who is listening, to each and every listener who is going to listen to us, I want the Lord to touch their soul. I want the Lord to touch their heart. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, I say, Father, whatever that we have done that is against your will, whatever that you have done that is against your will, forgive us, Lord. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father Lord, for protecting our family. Thank you, Father Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Father Lord, for providing us, Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, for showing us way. Thank you, Father Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Father Lord, for working with us. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, I'm praying for the restoration, to restore the heart of those who are down. As I pray now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I invite you, Lord, to be with us into this show. In Jesus' name, amen. The time is 11 past 6. You are with me, myself and I am Pastor John Mamabolo. I am in our studio in Rubber Ridge. That is where we broadcast from. Now, you can find us. You can visit our website, which is www.radiobythegrace.org. You can chat to us there via a chat box if you want to interact with us. Now, as I promised you last night, that tonight we are going to talk about the responsibility of a man and a woman. That is what we'll be talking about tonight. I want you to prepare your heart. Just be ready, because it's going to be awesome. Now, the WhatsApp number is 083-289-4658. That is the WhatsApp number that you can WhatsApp us, that you can interact with us. Or the Skype is BTGM Radio. On a Skype, you can chat with us. We are going to meditate, but we'll be talking about the responsibility of a man and a woman. I know that the month of April, the month of August, is a month of women in South Africa. Now, we are just gonna talk about the responsibility to each and everyone who is listening, to each and everyone who's gonna listen to this podcast. I want you to prepare yourself, because I'll be talking about the responsibility of a woman and a man, because we are in a month of women. Now, let me just do this, then we will continue.
By the grace of Radio, BCCSA, Unconscious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace of Radio, you decide a man on a booty, a mamma water, put on a nana, who need a doctor, with Pastor Mrs. MB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, white people with Pastor Nathan Kurufero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streams Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapali, 3 to 6 p.m. You're not indeed about gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right here, you're now, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our paragraph is on the internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, over radio@bythegrace.org, over the church, my number is 073-269-2731, over the WhatsApp, we are in
089-468-2895. The time is 16 past 6. Time to meditate. Now, Pastor Patrick, he will be joining us tonight again at around 6:30 as we will be meditating. We will be speaking about the responsibility of a husband, the responsibility of a man, and the responsibility of a woman, and the responsibility of a wife. It is a month of women. Wherever you are listening to me, wherever you are hearing me, you may be in outside South Africa, wherever you are, I welcome you into our show. It's gonna be awesome. Just enjoy, sit and relax. It's gonna be awesome. God is good, and he will always be good. Now, I just want to tell you, I just want to give you the scripture, the verse that we will be reading, the verse that we are going to meditate with, as we will be speaking about the responsibility of a woman and the responsibility of a man. Now, there are few, or there are lots of chapters that we are going to read. But I just want to first look at Ephesians chapter 5. That is a scripture that we are going to read. Now we are going to read from verse number 22. We are going to meditate, and thereafter we will read 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and 1 Peter and Colossians 3 and Titus 2. We are going to read. Now it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. Wherever you are, just be ready. It's gonna be awesome. God is good. God is good. And I'm excited, and I believe that you are also excited. God is good. Let's just dance, then. As we prepare something, let's just dance.
Thank you.
Even today we're still saying the title Mudimu Di Autwanela. And he's still God. I know you may be in the situation that you are. But I want you to know this, that he is God. He remained God. And he's been God many, many, many years ago. And he's still God today. He is not changing. He has been God, and that is why tonight we are saying, Mudimu Litheto, Di Autwanela. I know and I believe that Umoni Mudimu, I know and I believe that you have a testimony that you can say about this God. That is why the singer is saying, Marena Mudimu Litheto Di Autwanela, Kicheu Litheto, because he has been God, and he will always be God. Forevermore, he will be God. He continue to be God. You know, Akitubur we're now carrying home with you. Because Kim with him. And that is why this instrument is saying Yalewam Dim. I don't know. There are things that you have passed on. There are things you fit link our jona. How my name Sim Dimu not law simoli on? Kimudim. If you like Billy Elimudim. Remember, as I'm saying, that there are people now, some they lost their life, but when you are still alive, some they lost their life, some they lost their relatives, some they lost their lovely wife, some they lost their lovely people, but when I was up here, Mudimu Osana Luena, as I was saying, Raboka Mudimu Realebua, Ralebua Mudimu Realebua, Ichela Pil Ilimudimu. Even tonight is Alimudim. Into this beautiful Saturday. Is Alimudim Ichualapil Ilimudim. As we are meditating. We are meditating. And I believe that after we meditate, we will be a different. Now let me start by reading this verse before we go to Ephesians. Now Genesis chapter 1. Verse number 26.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. That's a verse that we are going to read first. And then thereafter, we will go to Ephesians. And after reading this verse, I will welcome Pastor Patrick Mundebele. Remember, every time I say to you that he is in our studio, a smaller studio in Piet Retief. Now, he will be joining me from there. And we are going to meditate together. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. Yesterday we said, go back home. 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 That's what we said last night. Now I'm going to read this scripture. Now, after reading the scripture, then I will invite Pastor. I will invite Pastor Patrick to join us. Now I'm reading. Then God said, let us create man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heaven, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Now, when you read from Genesis, when you read from verse number 1, the Bible says there was nothing. Now, out of that nothing, God created heaven and earth. Out of that heaven and earth, God started saying things that let it be light. God started saying things, let it be darkness. Whatever he was saying, it was happening. Because God is word. The word is in God. Now whatever that he was saying, it was happening. Now, I want us to come to our discussion of today. Now, when you read in verse number 26, it's saying, after God created everything, now he said, let us create man in our own image. Let us create man in our own image. After we create a man, we are going to give a man responsibility. Now, let me just welcome Pastor Patrick Mundebele in the studio. But I'm going to welcome him with this song. Let's do this.
I'm not afraid to die.
How are you, Maruku?
Reading. I welcome you to our show, a daily show that we are hosting it together. And I am excited to welcome you in our show. Now, I was just playing this song. Let's just play this song as I make you feel comfortable. So that, you can feel comfortable. You can drink water as I welcome you with this song. Maruti, I think now you are right now, and we can continue. Now, when you entered, I remember last night we said to our listener that we are going to talk about the responsibility of a man and a woman.
Yes, sir.
Responsibility of a husband
and wife.
And a wife.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So then I just read Genesis chapter number 1.
Yes, sir.
Now verse number 26. Now I started with this verse. When God said, "Let us create man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the earth. Over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock." And over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Yes,
now, that is a verse that I read first. Even though there are lots of verses that we are going to read.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I want us to look into that scripture.
Amen.
When God said, "Let us create man in our own image."
Yeah, Maruduaka, let me just humbly start by greeting you, men of God, and I'm very excited to be part of the show tonight. Yes, it's tonight in South Africa, although it's still probably during the day in other countries or continents.
Yes.
Be greeted, and I also just want to greet the listeners all over the world, South Africa, Africa, Asia, United States of America, you know, everywhere. I shall say, be greeted in the most wonderful name, the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And I think you have read the basis of humanity when you've read the verse that talks about the making of man.
Yes.
Yeah, the making of man. In the image of God and in the likeness of God. And there's something that I think I like amongst other things that happened. You know, when God says in 27, so God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created he them.
Yes.
I just enjoy that part because there is a reason why God made others to be males and made others to be females.
Mm-hmm.
Because had he had a different view, he could have just made all of us to be female. Or he could have just made all of us to be male, you know.
Yes.
But obviously he had a reason behind the separation of gender.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is a male gender or male species and a female species as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just excited to learn that you have read this very wonderful verse, which is the basis of the creation of humanity. It's the basis, it's the reason why we are here and we can talk today, because he decided and said, let us create man in our own image and likeness.
Yes.
Amen.
So now, now, when we read in verse number one,
yes.
Verse number one, it says, the world, the earth didn't have, there was no form, like there was nothing.
Yes.
There was nothing when he created the heaven and earth. Now,
yes.
Now after he created heaven and earth, he started saying things were happening.
Yes.
When God says something, it happened.
Yes.
I mean, it is the only person that if he can say, tomorrow you are going to get a job, you will
yes.
get a job.
Yes.
Is the only person who can say, by 2025, you will be a manager. Then
yes.
it will happen.
Is
the only person who knows time. I mean, he knows. If he's saying, I'm going to bless you tomorrow, he's not going to change.
Yes.
Now, he said, let there be light. And there was light.
Yes, sir.
And he said, let there be darkness, so that it can separate a night and a day.
Yes.
Now, the Bible says he created everything. Like, he created everything. The animals, the fishes, and everything.
Yes.
Now, after that, he said, remember, when he was doing, he was creating the animals, he never said,
yes.
we are creating the animals to be like our own.
Image and likeness.
Yeah, he never said that. He just created
yes.
the animals. The snakes was
yeah.
part of them. All the animals
yeah.
that we see, all the crocodiles, he just created
yeah.
them. Now, when it comes to number 26, because somebody said to me, Muruti, I mean, when he was saying, let us create, whom was he speaking to?
Yes.
Somebody asked me. He said, but I hear you. But
yeah.
when you say, he said, let us create, whom was
yeah.
he speaking to?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, whom was he speaking to? Because, I mean, this person said, the way I understand, he was alone.
Yes.
Now, they don't understand. He was speaking to the Trinity. He
yes.
said to them, let us create a man.
Yes.
I know the other one is saying a human being.
Yes.
But with the language, that, with the one that I'm English standard vision, it's saying,
yes.
let us create a man in our
mm-hmm.
own image.
Yes.
Now, that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to each and everyone who is listening to us, we are saying, you are created in the image,
in the image
of God.
Yes, sir.
And you are like God.
Yes,
that's what he said. Now, after that, he said, he gave a man a responsibility.
Yes.
Now, he gave a man a responsibility before he created a man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before he created a man, he gave a man a responsibility.
Yeah.
Now, he said, let us create man in our own image. So that he can be like us.
Yes.
And let them have dominion over the fish of
yes.
the sea. And over the bed of the heaven.
Yes.
And over the livestock. And over all the earth. And over every crippling thing that creeps on the earth.
Yes.
That is a principle, or that is a responsibility that he gave a man
yes.
before he created a man.
Yes.
He said, let this man have a dominion
yes.
over the fish of the sea.
Yes.
Every creature that is living, the ones that like the snakes, the man must have a dominion.
Yes, sir.
But now, the problem is now, Murud, the problem is when God said that, he said that, but nowadays things have changed. Now, there is what we call a divert. Now, in the beginning, it wasn't so of what is happening now.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning, when God created a human being, before he created a human being, he gave a human being a responsibility to do.
Yes.
Now, he said you should take care and have dominion. Have a dominion.
Yes.
Over the fish. But now it's vice versa. Now, to what I'm saying vice versa is people now, they bow down to the animal that God said have a dominion over
yes.
that animal. Now, things have changed. Now, the animal is having dominion over the man.
The man, the human being, yes.
Now, because somebody entered and removed the responsibility
yes.
that the man God gave was given. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Now as we will go to 27, then from there we will go to Ephesians. So that everybody can understand. Because
yes.
because now we want to say to each and everyone who is listening, if you are a man, wherever you are,
yes.
God gave you a responsibility before he created you. Now, yesterday we said, go back home. Now, there are people who have run away from their responsibility. There are men out there who have run away from their responsibility.
Yes.
Now, verse number 27 says, so God created a man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them.
Yeah.
Ne? In an image, he created yes. male and female.
And female.
But I want our listener to understand something. When we go to verse number 2, the Bible says, after God created everything, also the man, he realized that now the man needs somebody whom they can walk the journey together.
That's right.
In other words, God realized that, okay, I'm giving a man another responsibility, the man to practice his responsibility.
Yes.
That is what we will be talking about in Ephesians. Like the which responsibility was that?
Yes.
Now here it tells us the responsibility. But now in Ephesians we are going to read more about the responsibility. Because you see, Muruti, during December, people they even go and bow down to animal. Some they even give the animal's name. They said you are Matome. Now that ghost there, it becomes Matome. Now Matome will drink whatever they do. You know, in the rural areas they do what they call the beer. That one they create at home. Now they do it, and then they said Matome must drink first, so that they can drink. Which is, this Matome is an animal, because there is another man who entered, and he stole the responsibility that God gave. Then this man entered. Now, in other words, he twisted whatever that God gave. Now whatever God did, that is why when we read about the fall of man and the recover of man. Now the Bible says the devil realized that no man, there's something that is happening here. Now he couldn't have chance like to come between them. Now when he goes to a wife, he said to a wife, what did God said? Didn't God said that you should eat so that you can be like God? I mean, when God created, he said, you will be like me. And we are creating a human being who will be like us. But now when the devil goes, he's changing it. He said, I mean, what did God said? Didn't God said that if you can eat only these three, the other one you mustn't eat? Because he knows that if you eat these three, you will be like him. But they were already like God. I mean, when God, in the beginning, when God created, they were already like God.
Yeah.
But when the devil comes now, he's saying, God said, if you knew that if you can eat this, you will be like him. Now, in other words, I'm saying, the devil is able to change something that is being given to you to make it his.
Yeah.
I mean, the devil is changing something that God gave you, and then to make it as if like his, it is his thing.
Yeah.
Now, in the beginning, God gave a man authority, and he said to the man, to the Trinity, that we are creating a man to be like us. But when this enemy comes, he comes with something that God knew.
Says, if you do what I want you to do, you will be like your father. But I'm already like my father.
I mean, I'm already like my father.
Yes.
I mean, you see, it reminded me when the devil was testing Jesus. If you can look into that, he said to Jesus, if you are really a son of God, then why can't you change this to be something to eat?
Yeah.
Now, I also said, okay, you know, if you can bow down to me, I will give you the whole world.
Yes.
I mean, he does not even have a world, because God is the one who created heaven and earth.
Yes, how can you give me something that you don't even have?
I mean,
the devil is also looking. Look, he's also looking for it.
He's also looking for it.
Yeah, he wished he could have it. He already knows that Jesus is the Son of God and Jesus is God. So he wants to give God what he already has, because Jesus Christ is not just the Son of God, but he is part of Trinity. He is God himself.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the mind of the deceiver. When the deceiver comes in, he wants to change the program. He wants to change the software. He wants to make sure that he deceives you from what you already have, what belongs to you. He can sell you what rightfully belongs to you. And if you're not aware, you buy it.
you remind me of let's say somebody comes to me and he's telling me that if you bow down to me, I will give you this car. But that's a car.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you give me something that is belonging to me?
Yeah.
That is what the devil is doing. Here he's saying to them, didn't God say that if you eat this, you'll be like him? I mean, they are already like God. We are already like God.
Yes. We are created in his image. We are created in his likeness. So when you say, if you drink this, if you do this, you will be like God. It's a very clever lie, because we are already like God.
We are already like God.
Yeah.
So Muruti, let me welcome our listener. We have just tuned in now. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. For a soul. I am Pastor John Mamawolo. I am broadcasting from Midrand. I am joined by Pastor Patrick Mandevele. He is in our studio in Peter Thief,
yes.
Next to Swaziland. As I normally say, even yesterday I said that for him to go to Swaziland, I mean, he just need a wheelbarrow to go there.
Yeah.
So to our listener, we welcome you, feel welcome. We are on a show called Time to Meditate. In other way, tonight we are talking about the responsibility of a man and the responsibility of a woman. We just read the Genesis chapter 1, 26, where God said, let us create man in our own image. Now you see, Murud, as I was saying that, you know, the devil knew. I mean, how can you want to give me something that belongs to me?
Yes.
Now, that is where man lost the responsibility.
Yeah.
But tonight we want to bring that responsibility back. We want each and everyone who is listening to us to have that responsibility. Because the devil stole the responsibility. Now he went to them and said, no, didn't God said be? Now he's changing things. Now what he did. Now, the reason why he didn't go to a man. He went to a woman. Because the woman was not there when God commanded the man. Now, when God said to a man, he said to a man, you must take care of everything that you see here. But this tree that is in the middle, don't even eat it, don't even touch it. Because when you touch and eat, you will die.
That's right.
Now, he told a man.
That's right.
Because he knew, he gave a man responsibility first before he created a man.
That's right.
Now he's saying, don't eat this tree. If you eat or touch, you will die.
That's right.
Now, when God now creating a woman from man,
yeah.
When man woke up, he saw a woman. He said, she's my bow.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's taken from me. Which is, she's a wife. If. Now. The man, which is Adam. He had to tell a woman. Because Adam had a responsibility. Now he said to woman, God said, we must not eat this tree. When we eat, we will die.
That's right.
Now, when the devil goes to the woman, he said, what did God say? God said, if you eat this, you'll be like him. He's not saying, God said, if you eat this, you will die. Because he knew that immediately when he started putting the word die, the woman is not gonna listen. Like, he's not gonna entertain. Now, after that is where the responsibility was taken.
That's right.
Because when the man fall, he lost responsibility. Now he lost connection with God. Because immediately when you start losing a connection with God, automatically you lose a responsibility. When I start losing the touch with God, now I lose a communication. Now it's like when there is no network. You see, Murud, I have a phone. It's having a SIM card, but there's no network. I lose connection. You can't speak to people. Now, when somebody lost the connection with God, now it's difficult. Remember when God was visiting them? Now, every time when God wanted to speak to them, he was visiting them day and night until the other day when he went there. He wanted to speak to them. Now, he found that they are no longer into their position. Because the problem why we are missing things, the problem why we are missing God, we have moved out of our position. We no longer into our position. Because the devil have entered. When he entered, like he make us to lose signal. But tonight, we are saying, we are taking our responsibility back. We are going back to where we belong. So, I don't know, Murudi. What is your take on this? As we move on to another scripture.
When man, together with his wife at that point, when he ate of the tree that was in the middle of the garden, and he did that which was against the will and the word or the instruction of God, because God had an instruction and said, you can eat of every tree that is in the garden, but in the tree that is in the middle of the garden you shall eat not. If you eat of it, you shall even die. Now, when man ate of it, that is where sin came in. That is where rebellion came in. You know, that is where the DNA of murder, the DNA of divorce, the DNA of rape, the DNA of greed, the DNA of hatred came into our planet or came into our land or on earth.
Yes.
You know, when man moved from his position, then he was dispositioned. When you are dispositioned, even if you try to aim, your aim will miss the mark because you are out of focus. Now, we need to speak about the fact that even in marriage, even at home, if a man can move away from his God-given responsibility, if he can move away from the focus or the place, the direction that God gave him, that marriage can be a sour, can be a bitter marriage, can be a bitter home. Same thing applies. If the wife can move away from the responsibility, or the woman can move away from the responsibility that has been given by God, she will stand outside the will of God, outside the word and the instruction of God. And if you can do that, it means you no longer listen to the voice of God, but you listen to the voice of the serpent. Just as it happened in the Garden of Eden between Adam and Eve. That is the same strategy that the devil is still trying to use even today to deceive families, to deceive husbands, to deceive fathers, to deceive wives, to deceive mothers, you know, so that the devil can have dominion and can have his DNA being planted in each and every single human being under the planet Earth, you know. So in order for us to resist the devil, we need to resist him so that he can flee from us. We need to resist him. We need to tell him what God said entirely. There's something that Eve said, but he said half the truth. Eve said, God, I just want to read it because it's Genesis chapter 2.
Yes.
I wish I could find it quite, soon enough.
Yes.
Let me just look for it. Okay, but whilst I'm looking for it, you know, I just want to say, you know, once you are getting into the territory of the serpent, and you are engaging with the serpent. It means you disengage yourself from God.
Yeah, if I think it means Genesis 3,
you stop. Yes. Yeah. So it's Genesis.
Genesis 3.
Genesis chapter 3. Where should I start reading?
We can read from verse 1. When you see, now the shepherd was more carefully than any other.
The snake, yes.
Yeah.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to a woman, did God actually say you should not eat of any tree that is in the garden? And here's what the woman says. The woman says, the Bible says, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, or in the middle of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But now, here's something that is very interesting. You know, the serpent starts to disregard the word of God, starts to misconstrue the word of God, to create what you spoke about earlier, to create a diversion. He says, no, you shall not surely die. You shall not surely die. God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open. But their eyes are already open.
You see now.
And you will be like God. But the Bible already says that he created he them in the image and in the likeness of God, he created he them. But the serpent said, you will be like God, knowing good and knowing evil. I mean, I find that quite interesting, because already the people were God, because the Bible says he created he them, and then he said, you know, after he created them, he said it was good, it was very good. You know, so they know that which is good, because they are good, they are very good. You know, they will only know the evil, because evil comes from the serpent. That's one thing that they don't know. Knowing good, they already know good, because God is good.
God is good, I mean.
Yes. If they wanted to know about goodness, they only needed to look at God. You know. Now, they get an opportunity to know about evil.
Yes.
Because the serpent comes with evil. Number one, he comes with rebellion. So, every husband, every wife, once he or she rebels from that which the Lord has set as a mandate within an institution of a family. Once a wife or a woman, or once a husband, you know, or a man, rebels from the word of God, sin comes in, trouble comes in, hatred comes in, greed comes in, irresponsibility comes in, even substance abuse comes in.
Yes.
Lots of evil comes in when we move away from the position in which God has made us to stand in. That is why the Bible says, do not move away from your position. It says,
Ungayishiyi indawo yakho. So to add on what Muru that you're saying, you see, like, you know, the way the devil is operating, he knows very well every time when he comes to a person. He comes as if like he's showing you, he's twisting whatever that you know.
Yeah.
Like he's twisting something that I know, that but when I do this is wrong, but he's twisting it. He's coming with one another. He doesn't come straight. He comes to me the way it is so that I can change. Like you just read in Genesis 3, he said, didn't God said you shouldn't eat? You see, you shouldn't eat the other tree there. I mean, he couldn't say that. Didn't God said you should not eat the? He said, didn't God said that you shouldn't eat all other tree?
Yeah.
You shouldn't eat all other tree except the one in the middle. Because he knew that if he will say to them, didn't God said that you must eat every tree except the one in the middle? The woman was gonna say yes. He said so. Now he's saying what? God, didn't God said? He said, yeah, God said, we must eat all the tree except the one in the middle. The devil said, he knew that when you eat, your eyes will be open. As you just mentioned, that already their eyes are already open.
Yeah.
I mean, their eyes are already open. And now he said, if you eat, you won't die. You will be like God. I mean, we are already created. We are created like God. Now, that is where man lost the responsibility.
Yeah.
That is why if you see, Muruti, when God comes, when he goes there, he said, Adam, where are you? Now, Adam, instead of answering in the right way, he said, I was naked. God didn't say, Adam, are you naked? I mean, he said, Adam,
where are you?
Adam, where are you? He just didn't answer.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes.
Now he says, yes. I'm naked.
Mm.
Now God said, after that he said, yes. No, because the woman that you gave me. God didn't say what? He said, Adam,
where are you?
Now, in other way, the man was shifting responsibility to the woman.
Yeah.
Now, right there, there are people who have shifted the responsibility to the woman. They gave a woman responsibility. But God, in the beginning, gave a man a responsibility, not a woman.
Yeah.
Ne? Remember, he started first, gave a man his responsibility. Now, the man had to tell the wife responsibility. But now, nowadays, men have run from their responsibility.
Yeah. Well, I also just want to bring this across, Muruti. You know, the reason I'm laughing is because I'm thinking about Eve, you know. This entire conversation that is going, that is taking place between the serpent and Eve, you know. And, you know, Eve didn't give Adam an opportunity to actually respond, because actually the mandate, this word was initially directly spoken to Adam. And I believe that, I hope and I wish that it could have been better had Eve said, Serpent, Mr. Serpent, I don't know much about this subject. Talk to my husband. God directly spoke to my husband. Speak to my husband. My husband is here with me.
Yes.
You know, but the woman decides to take the entire conversation, you know, by herself. I believe that to some extent, Eve, you know, also shifted from her position right there. You know, because it's very important in the institution of marriage, it's very important to consult. You know, Eve takes a decision even to eat of the tree that is in the middle of the garden without consultation, without consulting her husband. You know, she's taking decisions diligently. And this is something that also happens in the institution of a family, in the institution of marriage, even in our times. You know, so man, Adam shifted from his responsibility.
Yes.
And I also believe that the devil went to Adam through Eve, because he knew that Eve did not know much about this subject.
Yes.
So I can easily deceive Eve. I can easily betray Eve. I can easily twist Eve to believe that which I want Eve to believe. Because if I go to Adam himself, he may not agree. Because he knows exactly the voice of the Lord. He knows exactly what the Lord said, because he spoke to him directly in the
morning. Yes, yes,
not
yes.
To Eve. So if I go to Adam, I'm a ngachaisa.
Yes.
So I'll go to Eve, and then I'll twist Eve.
Yes.
So, it would have been better had Eve said, God directly spoke. Because when God spoke this thing, Eve was not alive yet.
Yeah, when God was... remember, God first spoke to his Trinity before he can create a man. Now, he made it aware to the Trinity that we are going to create a man. Now, we give a man responsibility. Of having having dominion. Now, when they created a man, now they started giving a man responsibility.
Yes.
Now God gave a man responsibility now. In front of the Trinity. so that Adam won't say no. Now, he made it in front of like in front of the witness, with the Trinity that we witness, when God was telling Adam that you men, I give you a dominion that you must take it. I give you this responsibility of taking. God, you must have this responsibility. As you're saying, Ruth, if was not there.
Yes.
Now, Adam just told Eve that God told me that we must not eat this tree. When we eat,
that's right,
we will die.
That's right.
Now, when the snake comes now, he's saying what? Now, the woman said, God said so. Yeah. I mean, the woman was supposed to say, let's wait for my husband.
Yes, because Maruti, if I could just interject there, you know, two things are happening here, and they are both wrong. Number one, Adam, the Bible says he was there. He was supposed to speak and take a responsibility and be dominant in the conversation, because he was supposed to take domination. He was the one who. Adam was supposed to be the one who was speaking, but he was quiet. And Eve was supposed to be the one who was quiet, but she's the one who was speaking.
Yes. Let's do this, Maruti. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's just do this. Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station. The station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen. We are back. We're still continuing.
Yes.
saying, talking about the responsibility of men. Now we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. Now our studio number 0328946585. You can send us WhatsApp there on 0328946585, or you can call us on Skype, BTGM Radio. You can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. You can chat to us on our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. Now you select chat box there on the right hand side next to our website. So we continue, Muruti. We are saying, we're talking about Eve and Adam, the fall of man. Why man lost responsibility? Because the devil knew that if I leave this man like this, I'm going to be in danger. Now, as I speak now, there are men whom God, whom the devil has stolen what God gave you. God gave you the responsibility. Now, the devil came and he stole that responsibility. Now, you feel like you can't make it. Now, as I speak now, you feel like it's better I die. Now, I want to say, as long as you're still alive, there's still hope. So, we can continue, Muruti. Before I go to break, you were saying something. Then we went to break.
Even in our times right now, the struggles that we have in families, I do a lot of marital counseling, and these are some of the things that come forth. That you find the man not taking his rightful place. He's too quiet. He just reads his newspaper, watches his news, and he's on his cell phone. He's not speaking about the vision where he wants to take the family. He's not speaking. He's not communicating with the wife. He's not, you know, all those type of things. The plans, everything. The challenge with the man is that he needs to communicate. You know, the challenge with Eve. Eve speaks too much. Eve talks too much.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what got her to trouble.
Yeah.
You know, she spoke to a stranger. You know, she wakes up. She doesn't know what has just been going on for the last few days. She wakes up. And now she engages the people about things that happened while she was not there. She was not there when those things were said.
Yes.
So, Eve, why are you talking? Eve, you know, I wish I was that kind of a bird that would sit right there on the tree and say, Eve, you talk too much.
Yeah.
You talk too much, and your mouth is going to get you in trouble. And that's what happens in most cases in the families.
Yes.
Yeah. Eve's mouth gets her in trouble, and Adam's silence gets him in trouble as well. But here's an interesting part. The interesting part is that it was Adam that was entrusted with the responsibility, even though they both moved from their rightful positions. But the responsibility has been given to Adam. That is where the problem is. Yeah, and at times when Adam takes responsibility, there are things that Adam would say, or authorities that Adam would like to take, authorities that would that would not be liked, that would not be enjoyed by Eve. You know. But there are times where Eve will have to hit, you know, the button of compromise. And there are times where Adam will reach the button of compromise. But above all else, the most important thing here is to understand the hierarchy of the family, the structure of the family, that there is a head in the family. And when that family gets in trouble, the head is the one that must answer. The head is the one that must take responsibility.
Yeah.
Even though he's not the one that ate first. You know, so the responsibility has been given to Adam. And we as Adams need to understand. And Eve also need to understand that. Amen.
So I you see, you just touched Murdi something that they talk too much.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying they. I never said I say they.
Okay.
I'm saying they talk too much. They, I meaning I mean,
all right. Okay. Now, let's say they just have more words.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. They have. Okay. Let's just see. They have more words. Yeah,
they have more vocabulary.
Now. That's why the reason why I'm saying this. Remember Muruti when the snake
yeah.
went there. If the woman did not have more weight, the snake was gonna just pass. But because now the woman he had more weight, like entertaining the devil and entertaining the devil not having the facts. The problem was now the woman did not have facts. Right? He didn't have more facts, even though the facts were given to him. I mean, were given to her. But he didn't have those, she didn't have got like the reasoning capacity to say, okay, this is what God said. This is what God said. But because, directly. But because he didn't have the reasoning capacity, that is what went wrong. That is why now, even nowadays, we are losing many women because of not having, you know, like that thing
the
of
facts, the facts before they make decisions.
Yeah, before they make decisions. Yeah.
You have this woman who takes a decision because she saw me with that type of a woman.
Mm.
She saw me giving a woman something.
Mm.
And without interrogating the facts, she makes a decision.
Mm.
She drives to a curve of conclusion.
Mm.
You know, she doesn't even drive there. She jumps.
Yeah.
She jumps to that conclusion. She says, I saw you.
Mm.
You know, but she already made a decision to divorce.
Mm.
And after divorce, she gets the facts.
Mm.
But it's too late.
Yeah, ne.
You know, so these are some of the dynamics that sometimes happen in marriage. And sometimes, you know, we deal with broken marriages like that, where people jumped into decisions without properly interrogating the facts. And this happens both from husbands and wives as well.
Mm.
There are also husbands which jump to conclusions without interrogating the facts.
Mm.
And they fight as a result.
Yeah, ne?
You know, so it's very, very important. I wish that before Eve could eat, I wish she could have interrogated the facts first and said, okay, let me just do some fact finding.
Mm.
Wait here. I also want to, you know, to confirm something. Yes. And then you bring Adam here and you say, Adam, okay, here's what the snake is saying. Mm. Okay, Adam, you also tell me, because you're the one that spoke to God. What did he say, really? What did he actually say from God's mouth?
Mm.
Once you get the facts, then you can take the apple and eat, if it was an apple.
Yes.
You don't eat first, and then try to run.
No, I think you see, Muruti, the problem with Eve was, she somehow did not believe what the husband was saying. I think that is where they lost, why? Because remember, Adam said to Eve that God said so. Now, I think sometimes what I have learned, as I sometimes do these counselings and marital things, like sorting the problems and so on and so on, you find that, okay, the thing is sometimes, if most of the women, sometimes you find that they somehow want to, something that they must hear from horse mouth, like from original. From original, they want something. Sometimes that they want to hear from original, that it is. It is correct. I think the problem that caused Eve to do that, maybe the way I see things, she wanted to hear it from horse mouth, but whereas the husband told her that God said so, now she believed. Yeah. But when she started having a conversation with the snake, she somehow started to not having the fact straight.
Yeah.
Because you see, what I want to say is, it's not only happening to the women only, even to men it's happening. But I like remember Murud, if we can go to Job, when Job was in that situation, when he was tested.
Yeah.
No. The Bible says even the woman went to Job. Now he said to Job, you should curse your God.
Yeah.
But I like what Job said, that I will not curse my master.
Yeah, even though he slayed me.
Yeah, so I will not curse my master. That's what I'm saying. Job had a responsibility of saying, no matter what, I'm not gonna just listen to what. What I want to say is it because I don't want people to misinterpret us, because I believe there are some whom they're going to misinterpret us tomorrow. They will say, no, Pastor John and Pastor Pet, they said so. No. We are not saying that. But what we're trying to raise here is, when the snake went to, like the snake waited, the man, like the snake, I think, was looking, that okay, the man now is gone, he's no longer there. Now I'm going. Because the snake knew that if I can go, if I can find the woman and the man, obviously I'm not going to win. It's better I go when the man is not there.
Which drives me to this conclusion, or rather assumption perhaps, that the problem or the challenge that Adam had was absentism. He was an absent man.
Yes.
You know, and the challenge that Eve had, Eve was a woman that was too forward. She was too forward.
Yeah.
You know, but I just want to talk about Adam for a moment to create some form of a balance.
Yes.
You know, Adam was too absent. He was absent even when he was present. What I'm trying to say is that even when he was present, even when he was supposed to say something, he kept quiet nevertheless. He didn't say something. He did not take his rightful place, because he was the one who was supposed to say, woman, stand aside. This conversation must be between me and the snake, because God spoke to me. So it shows that he was not just too quiet, but he was also too absent. And sometimes people are absent whilst they are still here. And that's some of the things that trouble marriages today. That's some of the things that trouble families today. An absent father, an absent husband, you know. Absent when he's in the house.
Yeah.
You know, because he's busy with, you know, he's busy with soccer. If it's not soccer, it's movies. If it's not movies, he's out with the guys. He's in the house, but he's absent. And he does not communicate and validate his wife. You know, there are men like that. You know, when it's Friday, when it's Saturday like this, they've been away for the whole day, and the wife has been in the house for the whole day. And now, if he cannot reiterate what God said, if he cannot validate the word of God with the wife, if he cannot, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? If he cannot, you know, keep on validating what God said about that particular marriage, the woman might be too forward and begin to talk to the snake.
Yeah.
A snake is any man or a woman that tries to break your family, that tries to break your marriage. It can be a man, it can be a woman, it can be a colleague. It doesn't matter who it is. A snake is that person that will come in and start to criticize your wife and start to criticize your husband in front of you. That person is a snake that tries not to help you, but to hurt the marriage. And there are so many snakes out there. There are so many serpents. Every marriage is confronted with a serpent. And every marriage needs to confront that serpent. But rightfully so, because if you confront it wrongly, you might find Eve eating the fruit. And you may also take and say, okay, what's the use? Because she's already eaten. I also just want to eat it. It's fine. And the family breaks apart. So we must be careful of the serpent. We must be careful of the snake. And the snake is the human being. Or the snake uses the body of a human being. The snake is not the human being, but he uses the body of a human being.
Yeah. So the time is 27 minutes to 8. We are still meditating. I am with Pastor Patrick. He's in our studio in Piet Retief. And for him to go to Swaziland, he only take a passport, and then he just take a wheelbarrow, and then he drive wheelbarrow, and then he goes to Piet Retief. To Swaziland.
Yeah, well, you know, you know the challenge with the wheelbarrow is that it has only one wheel. You know,
yeah.
If you put it there, it just stays there. It cannot move without your hand pushing it. And you know what? There are wheelbarrow wives and there are wheelbarrow husbands.
Yeah. You're right.
They cannot do a thing until you push him or until you push her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got to do someone.
So let's just do this, Muruti. We will continue when we come back.
Amen.
Let's do this. By the grace of Radio BCCSA, Bronchitis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace right to you. You decide a man I'm a booty, I'm mama water. But when I'm in a neola, who need a doctor? With Pastor Mrs. NB Mama Bolo, 12 to 3 PM. Time to mediate. With John Mama Bolo, 6 to 9 PM. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 AM. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 AM. Streets healing and talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 PM.
You're in a gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right to you, you're now. That bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people, just for a soul. Our curriculum is on the internet, www.radio@bythegrace.org, our radio at bythegrace.org, our church number 073-269-2731, our WhatsApp arena 083-289-4658.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen. Yeah, Maruti, we are continuing. The time is 7:37. We are still meditating. Yes. You are with me, myself, and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I am with Pastor Patrick. We are by the Grace Ministry. We are By the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. To our listeners, we love you. Keep on listening. as we continue to meditate. Now, Murud, I want us to jump to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Now, we continue with the responsibility of a husband and wife, or the responsibility of a man and woman. We know very well that in South Africa this month is being declared, I'm not sure internationally, but in South Africa they say this month is a woman month. In 1955 or so, women marched to Union, to Pretoria, if I'm not mistaken. They were marching, and that Watinta Wafazi, Watinta something like that, but that's what they, when they were marching, they were saying that we appreciate them. They are very important. No, but what we are trying to do today is we are helping in terms of bringing back responsibility. Now, I know there are some women there who took the responsibility. We want them to take responsibility and give them back to the men. In other words, they give them back. It's not their responsibility. They are giving men the responsibility back. So that what we are doing tonight, as it's a human month, we celebrate them, we love them, we love each and every woman. We appreciate you. We call you. You are our mother. We love you so much. Now, but what we are doing tonight, we are taking that burden that you are having, that you are carrying, of taking the responsibility that is not yours. You see, Muruti, it's like when somebody wearing a shoes that is not your size. You are wearing a size, I'm wearing size 6, but I just take a shoes for size 10. I mean, it's going to be difficult for me to walk, because number one, it's not my size. Now, that's what we're doing. That what we're doing tonight is we are bringing back. We want to go. Yesterday, we were saying, go back home. Now, tonight, we are saying, as we meditate, each and every one, if you are a man, take your responsibility. If you are a woman, also take your responsibility. Each and every person, you have got your responsibility. If you are a woman, you have your responsibility. That's what we are going to talk about. We continue to talk about men's responsibility. Then that's why we are continuing. I don't know, Muruti, what can you say?
You know, I just enjoy, Muruti, the verse that you just read. Zulu, it says bafazi noma abafazi mabathobela amadoda abo kungathi kukuyo inkosi. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. I like the fact that my wife will not have to submit to another woman's husband. She must submit to me.
Yes.
Wives, submit to your own husbands.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. And what I just want to say is that, you see, a husband is like a CEO of an organization, and a wife is like the manager, is like the managing director, the MD of an organization. There's hierarchy, there's a structure of leadership. And a man must take his rightful place and lead. And the woman must also take her rightful place by creating an environment of leadability. You must be leadable. It's difficult to lead an unleadable person. Now, our responsibility as men is that we must provide leadership.
Yeah.
And the responsibility of a woman is that she must provide an environment of leadability.
I hear you.
The reason I'm saying that is because it's very difficult to lead a rebel. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Because a rebel will always oppose everything you are trying to build. You know, that's number one. Number two, it's very difficult also to submit to a man that has no leadership. To a man who has no direction, a man who has no vision, a man who, you know, who has a mission.
Yeah, yeah. Ne?
You know, I like the fact that Adam was working in the garden. You know, he has a mission.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a salary. And he has a word from the Lord. You know, that's what Adam has.
Okay.
You know, and the word that came from God to Adam, Adam must be able to communicate that word to Eve.
I hear you, Marut. I hear you.
Now, one of the mistakes that Adam did is that he only he only summarized what God said to him. That is why the woman had no full information about what God really, really, really said.
Yeah. So let me just add this, Murud Wali, one day.
Yeah.
On the verse that we were just reading. That say, wife, be willing to serve your husband, the same as the Lord. Now, when we can say the principle or the first responsibility that the woman she must do, is to serve.
That's right.
I mean, that is the first responsibility. The first thing that a woman must do is to serve. You serve. You must be willing to serve. Like, I mean, when you're willing, it's not a forced thing. No. It's not that thing a force. They're saying you must be willing to serve.
That's right.
Now, that is the first principle. The first responsibility. Now, to add on what you were saying, Muruti, about, we were talking about if you will set. Talkative, I'm saying, but I'm just saying we're saying if was talkative. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if. I mean, they must listen to me very careful. I'm not saying them, but I'm saying if was talkative. But hear what in 1 Timothy 2:11 say what? A woman should learn while listening, quietly, and being completely willing to obey. Listening quietly. That's what he's saying. Listening quietly.
Yeah, not listening to retaliate or listening to react, but listening to hear the heart of the one who is talking. I like that.
You can continue, Muruti, while you wanted to say something, and then I wanted to, you were saying something.
Yeah, you know, the marriages in our times have a challenge, amongst other things, a challenge of lack of submission, you know, more especially because we live in times where gender equality has been so much publicized, which is such a great thing to have gender equality, especially in a corporate environment. But when it comes to a family, when it comes to the institution that the Lord has established, which is the institution of marriage or the institution of family, I must say this and be clear. In the institution of family, there's no gender equality.
Yes, you're right.
Yes, there's a head of the family. And there's an assistant head, which is the wife, and then there are children. There's no gender equality there. We don't vote. I mean, the feminists need to hear this. You know, that God has instituted the institution of family that way. He fashioned it that way. And if we want to question God on what he said, as though perhaps we've got better ideas, you know, that is a form of idolatry on its own, and that is a form of rebellion on its own. But that does not mean that a man should lord over a woman. It does not mean that a man should treat a woman as though a woman is just simply some slave. No. You know, we live in times where men think they've got an authority to curse women and to call women with words which are painful and hurting, and to even beat them, you know, as if they are just things.
Yeah.
is not what God has instituted. That is not, you know. So to actually strike the rightful chord about these things, we need to always go back to Scripture and find out what the Scripture says.
Scripture says.
You know, so number one, the Scripture says, wives, submit to your husbands. It means there is a challenge of submission, especially from the female, from the female point. Because sometimes submission is such a difficult thing, because sometimes as a woman you may feel you're wiser than your than your husband, and you may feel that your husband is quite slow. But if you feel that you can still you can drive at 120 and the husband is driving at 80, you still need to submit to that speed. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge. But this is the authority that comes from the mouth, from the word of God.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can drive at 120, but he can only drive at 80. At 80, but you still need to submit under his speed. It's a challenge. Lest you usurp your husband. Lest umubala mashoho. Yeah. It's a challenge. It's a challenge really to submit, but it's something that God requires, especially from the assistants to do. And with that being said, they submit as assistants. They don't submit as slaves. That must be very clear.
Yes, they are not slaves. They are not slaves.
No. Yeah. And we condemn any man that enslaves a woman and treats a woman as though he treats some animal or some object, you know, because there are so many men which objectify women. You know.
Yes, yes.
We are against that. We are saying women should be free. We're saying women should be given, you know, freedom of speech. We're saying women should be respected. We are saying women should be treated with total respect. They should not be abused. They should not be beaten. They should not be killed. We advocate that women must live fearlessly. Women must be able to apply for any position at work. Women must be able to speak their minds. But with that being said, we must understand that in the corporate environment, there's gender equality.
Yes.
In the family, there are different roles. And these are the roles and the responsibilities which this show is about. That in the institution of a family, because you can be a CEO of a company and be the head over there as a woman. But when you arrive at home, you no longer wear the cap of a CEO. You now wear the cap of a wife.
Yes. You are right, Muruti. Yeah. So let's just continue, Muruti, with verse number 23. As we were in verse 22, when he say, wife, be willing to serve your husband, the same as the Lord. Now, verse number 22, now 23. A husband is the head of his wife, just as Christ is the head of the church. Christ is the savior of the church, which is his body. Now, husband is the head of his wife. That's what he say. Now, to the husbands, whom maybe they somehow shifted the responsibility, we want to say, you are the head of your wife. But not necessarily that you must abuse her. Because some people, they think that because when we say they are the head, they're abusing their wife. I mean, whatever they do as like, because they tell her, you know, almost, the Bible second me, I am the head. Yes, you are the head. Yeah. I mean, the Bible says so, you are the head, but not the head of abusing. Not the head of abuse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
because there are people whom they use this verse, they said, yeah, but the Bible says, yeah, you see, me, I am the head. So that's why, in referral to what we were talking on 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 3, until verse number 10. But I will read verse 3. It says, but I want you to understand this. The head of every man is Christ. And the head of every woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. That is Corinthians. Meaning, sorry. The head of every man is Christ. Not as a man. Christ is my head. Now, my wife as a wife, I am the head. And Christ, the head of Christ is God.
That's right.
That's what it is. That to husband, be the head to your wife, not vice versa. Because this is a problem. It causes a problem. Because number one, to order what you say, my number one, Murud, if the men, they are not taking their responsibility, that is why the reason why we have some divorces. Because the men will say, I feel like in my house, I'm not a man. So that's why we want women, everybody who's listening, respect your husband. And you mustn't be the head. Don't, even though, because I know that we are not the same. Some men are talkative, some are not talkative, they're quiet. And obviously sometimes they say that sometimes you can't marry the wife that you are, like to all of you, talkative a lot. That's what they say. I'm not sure, but that's what they say, Murudi. I don't know. They say then if the wife is quiet, you find that the man is talkative. If the man is quiet, the woman is talkative. So, but it doesn't mean that the wife, the husband is not talkative. Your wife, you want to take the charge. No. Even though your husband is quiet, you need to know that he is still your husband. He's the head of the house. But not the head of the abuse. I will repeat it. Not the head of an abuse.
Yeah, you know, just to add on that, Marudwak, it's very, very important that a man, let me put it this way, as a man, you should be able to communicate with your wife about how you want to be loved and how you prefer things to be done.
Yes.
And the wife as well needs to communicate her preferences to the husband. You know, for instance, she must not love me the way she thinks I should be loved. But she must love me the way I prefer to be loved.
Yes.
And I also should love my wife. I should not love my wife the way I think she must be loved. But I must love her the way she prefers to be loved. For instance, I might think she's going to enjoy roses while she only enjoys to go to movies.
Yes.
I might think she enjoys going out to, you know, outside the mountains, the valleys, the, you know, the flowing rivers, while she enjoys hotels and indoors. You know, so I like what you said, Muriti, that people are not the same. You know, some are talkative like Eve. some are quiet like Adam.
Yes.
But one way or the other, we are saying in this show, we are saying, Adam, take your position and speak up, my brother.
Yes.
And we are saying, Eve, my sister, take your position and just limit your words for a moment.
I hear you.
You know, that's what we're saying. For the sake of what? For the sake of harmony. You know, it's very important, you know. There are sometimes men which fail to lead. That must be spoken. They fail to take leadership. And at times, there are men which are capable of leading, but the woman is not giving him the platform and the atmosphere for him to take leadership. You know, so these are dynamics in marriage which always need to be communicated. And the more they are communicated, the more a husband and a wife will find harmony.
I hear you.
If there's misharmony or there's disharmony, it means there's discord. If there's discord, then arguments will begin to develop And once arguments begin to develop, it means division will come, because there will be now be two visions in the same house.
Now I'm standing now. I was sitting down. Now I'm standing because
yeah.
I'm standing. It is interesting. The time is 2:02. We're still meditating. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I am with Pastor Patrick. We are by the Grace Ministry, station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul. 0832894658. That is our WhatsApp number. It's also our studio number. Or you can use 0732692731 to call us. You can send us SMS. Or you can Skype us, BTGM Radio. You can call us via Skype. You are welcome to do so. You can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. We're still meditating. Time to meditate. We are talking about responsibility of husband and wife. Now we were in verse number 23. Now we go to verse number 24. It says, the church serve under Christ. So it is the same with your wives. You should be willing to serve your husband in everything. You should be willing to serve your husband in everything. It doesn't matter if your husband is not working, but what remains is he's still your husband. It doesn't matter if your husband earning 1 rand per day. What remains is he's the head of you. If you are a woman, wherever you are listening, doesn't matter if your husband is not talkative like Adam.
Yeah.
What remains is he is the head. But don't take a decision on his behalf. Allow your husband to take a decision. But now, it's not like the thing that because the man is the head, you must just say whatever you do. No. It's not like that. It's not like because you are a man is the head, whatever you say is fine. No. But the thing is, you need to act. Take your responsibility. Yeah. So we're still continuing, Muruti. We are reading verse 20. Let me sit down now. Let me just sit down. Let me just sit down. So let's just play this song just to dance Hanyani Fela as we meditate. And I love this song because it's a reggae song. I'm gonna sing this reggae song. And what I like about this song is done in house. We did not outsource this song. It was done in house. So it was done in house. So I'm just playing it. And then we will dance. And then let's go.
What no man can do.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Marut, we are back. The time is 6 past 8.
Yes.
We are meditating. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamavula. I am with Pastor Patrick. We are meditating, talking about the responsibility of a man and a woman, a responsibility of a wife and the husband. So we are meditating. You can call us at 0328 94 658. You can WhatsApp there. You can interact with us via Skype, BTGM Radio, or via our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you chat with us there, or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. Now, Marut, we are in verse number 25. It's saying, husband, love your wife the same as Christ loved the church and gave his love for it. That is a second responsibility. It's saying, husband, love your wife. Husbands, love your wives the same as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. It is not easy. because now you see Murud is saying the way Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. Now, Jesus died for us because he loved us. In other words, when you love someone, you die for that person. But it is not easy. it is not easy, Murud. It is not easy. Believe in me, it is not easy. But the principle that God is giving a man is a principle that God is giving husband is you should love your husband. You should love your wife the same as Christ loved the church. So Murud, I'm telling you, it is not easy.
Yeah.
It is not easy.
Look, the women are also saying it's not easy to submit.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy at all. Yeah, it's not easy for anybody. Yeah, you know, because for husbands it's not easy to love their woman as Christ loved the church. And for wives it's not easy to submit to their husbands as well. It's not easy at all.
It's not easy. It's not.
Yeah, as the church submits to Christ.
It's not easy.
Yeah,
but through the help of God,
must be done.
It must be done, Murud. It must be done. Because now when God, Jesus Christ loved us, now he decided to go to the cross. Now he could have said no. He could say no when God was sending his son. He could say to Papa, I'm not going to go there. just imagine. He was going to say, no, I'm not going to go there. But because God loved us and Christ loved us, he sacrificed his life to go to the cross. No. It's like I can say, I don't want to enter much into it, but I must just say it. Not only him, but there are lots of people who fought for the freedom. There are lots of people who fought for freedom, like the Nelson Mandela. He was not alone there, but there were people there, but they fought for freedom. They said, no, we rather go to the prison. So why I'm raising this is when you love somebody, you make sure that you can even die for a person. So if you love somebody, that's why here, when Paul was addressing the church of Ephesus, he said to them, you husband, love your wife. Now, when you love someone, you do whatever that you will do to please the person that you love. But now, as I'm saying, it is not easy though. But it must be done. It's not easy, but it must be done.
You know, when you know Christ died for the church from time to time, you know, does things which are against the will of Christ. But nevertheless, Christ did not just die for the church. He constantly forgives the church. And he constantly intercedes for the church.
Yes.
You know, and he prepares a place for the church. This is the same thing that husbands are required to do for their wives. Number one, to prepare a dwelling place for the wife. Number two, to forgive the wife constantly. You know. Number four, to tolerate the wife. And it's the most difficult thing to do, because sometimes she has moods, sometimes she's down, sometimes she's up, sometimes she's angry for no reason, sometimes she's happy for no reason.
Yes, I hear you, Murat.
You know, but nevertheless, Christ, loves the church, and he loves the church so much that he's willing to die for the church. In fact, he died for the church. You know, so we must love our wives in such a way that we are prepared to do whatsoever it takes to show love. You know, so we must even take a bullet if it calls for it to be in protection, protecting our wives from the evil one. Protecting our wives from the serpent. I just want to point out at Adam there for a moment. You know, that he should have protected his wife from the serpent. You know, but he didn't, because the Bible says he was there.
Yes.
He didn't.
I hear you.
So it's very important that we protect our wives from the evil one. We protect our wives as Christ protects the church. And here's something that is very important. Sometimes Christ protects the church from itself. Sometimes the husband must protect the wife from her own self. You know, sometimes you need to protect her from buying too many clothes. Because she might end up financially frustrated, and she may be, you know, financially depressed, and then the list goes on. So we, Christ protects the church from the enemy, and Christ protects the church from itself. Let me tell you something. Sometimes wives and women at times, they can self-destruct without being aware that they are self-destructing. They can position themselves, or they can put themselves in the position of danger without being aware. You know why? Because they act emotionally.
Yes.
And they take decisions based on how they emotionally make them feel. You know, so men and women are wired differently. Women, most of the time, they are wealthy with emotions, and emotions, they can take decisions emotionally, whilst men are not so wealthy with emotions, but they are wealthy with logic.
Yeah.
So the combination is very important. But in this combination, the Bible says, husbands, nevertheless, love your wives. I already know how they like. I created them. I know that they are not easy to love. I'm commanding you, love them anyhow.
Yes.
Love them when they're angry. Love them when they're happy. Love them when they broke. Love them when they're too big. Love them when they're slender. Love them when they're pregnant. Love them. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Don't love them when they're looking good, and you don't love them when they don't have the, when they have the bad hair day. You know, so it's a very interesting command that God gives to the husbands, but it's a command, it is not a suggestion.
Okay, so while you are there, Murudi, you see, loving, you know, this, it's not easy, Murudi, but it must be done. That is why this show is all about that we, and this station is about restoring the heart and soul of the people. Just for the soul. That's what we are here for. God has commanded us to do this. And it's not easy. But we want to see it that you, husband, love your wife no matter what. I mean, you see, Muruti, when there was this guy, when I was growing up, maybe you know the guy. He was singing a song saying, it's Johanna Amatridas. You know this guy, Johan Amatridas. He's Johan Amatridas. He was singing, there is more than one kind of love. He said, there is more than one kind of love. Now the other way he was saying, there, because we are going to discuss about this love that the Bible talks about. Because now there are more than one kind of love. There are three loves actually. Now, number one, a person loves someone because you give something. Like you find that you love a certain person because every day he give you money for transport. You love the person. It's also love, but you see, Murid, I love. Okay, maybe I love someone because when I don't have money, I call the person, he sends me money without question. I love him. Or when I go and visit, he buy me cold drink. Now I love him. Now, number two, there's a love that loving someone because like you want the person to do something for you.
Yeah.
You tell somebody, manipulative love. Guri, love in need. There's a love in need. Now, number three is the love that the Bible talks about. The love indeed. Because now, while we are in the thing of love, Murud, when we go to 1 Corinthians, it talks about love, or love is patient. Yeah. And Lerato is very, very patient. And Halifelibel, that is love. Lerato le hotella. Now, here Paul is saying to husband, love your wife. But now, while we are there, Murudi, there's a verse that I just picked it up. It is not easy, but let me just read this verse. Okay. I saw that verse now. Somehow, it got disappeared. Okay. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 7. In the same way, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 7. It is saying, in the same way, you husband, live with your wife in an understanding way. Since they are weaker than you, you should show them respect, because God gave them the same blessing He gives you, the grace of true life. Do this so that nothing will stop your prayers from being heard. Now, remember, Murud, it's saying, love your husband, love your wife. But now here in Peter is saying, in the same way, that you love your wife. As you love your wife, husband, you should live with your wife in an understanding way. But now, I want us to understand this. I want us to discuss this. In which way is an understanding way? Because now, it's saying that since they are weaker vessels, they are weaker than you. I mean, that is where people, they miss the mark. That is where some women out there, they miss the mark of using this word, I am weaker. Sometimes when you try to correct her, she will say to you, Most the Bible says I'm weaker. You must tolerate me. You see what's happening. When you're trying to, they quote to this verse. The Bible says I'm weaker, you must tolerate me. Now he said, you should show them respect. Because God gives them the same blessings. In other words, as we are here in number 25 saying that husband, they should love their wife. And it also continuing that you should treat them with respect because they are weaker vessels.
I just like that, because, you know, if we compare a strong vessel and a weaker vessel, in most cases, if you come to a woman's kitchen, you find different types of vessels there, you know, or cutlery even, you know. And in most cases, the most beautiful vessels are the most weaker vessels. I'm going to explain that giddy vessels, or let's just talk about plates for a moment. You know, the most beautiful plates at times, if you compare the plate that has been done by timber, the plate that was done using plastic and the plate that was done using, glass.
Mm.
Mostly the beautiful of the three is the one that was done by glass.
Mm.
And the one that is done by glass, even though it's the most beautiful, but it's the most weakest as well.
Mm.
So that means Peter is saying here, you know, when he says live with them with understanding or understand them, he says understand the fact that Batube Hagabiga.
Mm.
Understand the fact that they hurt, they break easily.
Mm.
You know, be it their hearts, be it their emotions, be it even their bodies.
Yeah.
Live with them with an understanding that they won't always have this figure. They won't always have this body size. They won't always have this beautiful face.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Live with them with an understanding that they are weaker vessels.
Mm.
Remember, these are vessels that carry human beings inside their stomachs. So live with an understanding that at times their emotions can spiral out of control within a split of a second.
Mm.
Their moods can change like that.
Yes.
Understand these things as a man, as you love and you live with them in harmony and with an understanding.
Mm.
So it's very important to understand that their bodies will not stay this way forever because they are weaker vessels. You know, their hearts are fragile.
Mm.
They are fragile people. You know, so live with them with an understanding that they are like this. They are not making it up, but they are wired this way.
Hmm.
Amen.
So I let's go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Husband, love your wives and be gentle to them. Be gentle to them. Husband, love your wife, be gentle to them. I mean, gentle, you know, gentle. Could you know, gentle? As you were saying, Muruti, if something is fragile, you know, they when you go to the shop, you buy something, they tell you, handle with care. It is fragile. In other words, if you only handle with care, it's going to break. Now, that is how women are. That's what the Bible says, you husband, love your wife with a gentle care.
Yeah, like because when them. They break, yes, because, sorry to interject, Murut, because when they break, it's not just them that will break, you will also break, your marriage will also break, your family will also break. Lots of things can break when she breaks, you know. And at the same time, there's an issue of handleability.
Mm.
You know, I'm creating a new word here, to be handleable.
Mm.
You know, so it's very important that she remains within the hand of a man.
Mm.
She does not slip. She does not, because her eyes are also only mutweri atella.
Yeah.
Akana tubeha. So these dynamics are very important that we understand that they fragile people, that they weaker vessels. They don't like to be called weaker vessels, by the way. I think we did justice to allow the listeners to understand that why is Peter as the oracle of God, why is he saying women are weaker vessels? Because their bodies, there's a lot of changes that take place with women. And different things that happen every month with women that don't happen with men. Women, they're very sensitive, man.
Yes.
They're sensitive about the fact that you want to watch soccer and she wants to spend quality time with you. And you say, but I can spend quality time with you tomorrow. The game is today, and I can only celebrate today. I'm not going to be able to celebrate tomorrow. You know, and sometimes this can be a source of argument in the house.
Yes.
But Peter says, understand the fact that they are fragile people, and batube akapila. So that's the reason why you need to live with them in harmony.
Batube, Amrudi, batube. Come on.
But it does not mean that they have earned a right to do everything they want to do and to say whatever they want to say to for a lack of a better word, to just have their preferences, you know, sometimes those husbands and wives must reach a point of compromise. They must hit a button of compromise again and again in marriage. It's not only the man that must compromise.
Yes.
The wife too must also be able to compromise at times.
Yeah.
So everybody in the house must compromise for the sake of harmony, for the sake of understanding, for the sake of peace, for the sake of oneness, for the sake of unity, for the sake of driving to the same direction.
Mm.
Amen.
Okay, so now let's just carry on, Marut. Now, we go to verse number 28. We'll go to verse number 28.
Yes.
Now, 28 is saying, Ephesians 5:28, it's saying, and the husband should love their wife like that. They should love their wife as they love their own bodies. The man who loves his wife loves himself. The man who loves his wife loves himself. You know, Murudi, if the Bible says, if you love your wife, you love yourself. Meaning, if you love yourself, you don't want to see anything, just, you know, if you see something touching you, then you clean yourself.
Yeah.
Mm. So that is the thing. Or your wife, submit to your husband. Your wife, submit to your husband. You husband, love your wife. Love your wife. Yeah, ne? Okay, let's just go to a break, Maruti. Let's just go to a break. Let's just see. Okay, which song that we can dance? Let me check. Let's just play this one. Let's just play this one.
Yeah.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen. Maruti, and to our listener, we are still meditating. The time is 8:38. It's 22 minutes to 9. Now we're still meditating. We are talking about the responsibility of husband and wife. I am with Pastor Patrick in the studio. And we are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can chat to us on 03-289-4658. You can Skype us BTGM Radio. You can call us via Skype. You can even call us via Facebook if you can. You can call us via WhatsApp as well. You can call our helpline, which is 03-289-4658, a studio number and WhatsApp. You can interact with us via this show. If you want to post something, you can do so. By the way, I forgot to wish those who are birthdaying today. My sister's, my wife's younger sister, she's birthdaying today. I forgot. I was supposed to sing for her. I just remembered now. To everyone who is birthdaying today. Oh, they call it what? Birthday. I don't know what they call it, but yeah. In that way, we are saying happy birthday to them. May God shower them with blessings wherever they are. We are saying happy birthday to them. Now we are continuing with our show. Time to meditate. It is 8:39. So now, Murudu, we are going to read verse number 31. I think it is a problem. This 31, it causes a problem to people because we somehow don't understand it. Now we are still meditating, talking about the principle and responsibility of husband and wife, responsibility of man and the woman. Now, 31 says, the scripture says that, that is why a man will leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two people will become one. Now that is where the problem is. Many people, they don't understand the scripture. Yeah, this is one of the principles that we want to iron it so that people can understand it, because they don't understand it. They don't understand it. And some of them, they leave their parents. When they, yeah. when you ask them, they said the Bible said so. They don't understand. Believe in me, Morodi, they don't understand. It causes a problem. And they don't understand why Paul was trying to explain this to them, that it was written that a man will leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two people will become one. What it says is because the man is the head of the family. In other words, it was saying that now the man will take care of his wife, but not neglecting is khowase. When is khowase sometimes? Not neglecting the parents, because the problem is people, they end up being neglecting their parents because they were told
leave your father and mother.
Kanti, they don't understand what is the verse actually content. What does it say? and it causes a problem. You see, Murudi, even the like, they're no longer taking care of their parents. When you ask them, they said, no, the Bible said so.
Yeah.
The Bible is seconding us. Now, in the other word, men, they are running away from responsibility. So what you're actually saying is, I should spend time with my wife, but my parents are my parents. Because I can't just leave them. People, they don't understand this scripture. The parents said, I just leave them completely. No. I joined to my wife only. They don't understand.
That's right.
So they don't understand. So before we pass, I don't know, Murid, what is your intake on this before we go to 33?
You know, this, it provoked lots of things, because now we from this we begin to touch the element of the mother and the father-in-law.
Mm.
The mother-in-law and the father-in-law of the husband, and the mother-in-law and the father-in-law of the wife.
Mm.
You know, I would like to totally agree with you that it does not mean that we should neglect the parents.
Yes.
You know, there is a lot of misunderstanding that is going on, more especially between the father-in-law and the husband, as well as the mother-in-law and the wife.
Mm.
There are constant misunderstandings that take place there.
Mm.
And I really wish that one day, Okare Modimo agarifa bokgoni ba go address the issue of the father-in-law as well as the mother-in-law, the roles that they must play, you know, in strengthening, in supporting, and in ushering this new marriage between their son and this daughter, and their daughter and this new son. But with this being said, when Paul addresses this and says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, I think the most important thing to understand here is that geographically, they have a right to start their own family wherever they want to go and live.
Yes.
But with that being said, it does not mean that their parents must now become strangers. But it also means that if, for instance, you have married your wife, you are also now joined with the family of the wife. And the man is also joined with the family of the wife, and the wife is joined with the family of the man. She is, you know, Runa, the Africans, we have this Makoti word that we use.
Yes.
You know, but in actual fact, the wife of my son should be my daughter.
Yes.
And the husband of my daughter should be my son.
Mm-hmm.
This Makoti business sometimes can create a lot of misunderstandings and competitions as well.
Mm.
And at times, we really need to address the issues of the mother-in-law, the issue of the father-in-law, the daughter-in-law, and the son-in-law, because there's a lot of misunderstandings that come with that. But coming back to what we are addressing here, a man and a woman must leave his father and mother and hold fast to... The Bible says the man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. I think the most important thing here is that the two shall become one flesh. It means it's not easy for a man to have authority over his family if the man is still living under his house. I mean, under his father and mother.
Yes.
Because in your family, you are under the authority of your father.
Yes.
So you cannot have authority whilst you are still under authority of your father. But when you leave and you start your own home, then you now have the responsibility to have authority.
Okay.
Because in one house, there cannot be two authorities.
Yes.
So if I take my wife, I must leave my father's house. Because in my father's house, the authority is not me. The authority is the father.
Yes, I hear you.
So if I feel now that I have a responsibility to have authority over my wife, then it means I must leave and start my own home. But that does not mean I should forget my father. It does not mean I should forget my mother.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what this verse is actually addressing here. So I agree with you fully on that.
Okay. So because it's a thing that was giving people a problem. Especially like because as we do the marriage counseling, as we are helping the families which are having these kind of problems, we come across these things. I mean, when person tell, but the Bible said so. I mean, that's why we are trying to unpack this thing, so that everybody who is listening to our listener, everybody who's going to listen to this 20 years ago, somebody's going to listen to this 100 years ago on our podcast, then he will be able to understand. Because those who are going to listen to this tomorrow, Monday, so they can be able to understand, like we are packing this, so that they can understand why we're meaning worry. Like, they mustn't just do something like that. Now, the time is 10 to 9. We left with 10 minutes to sign off.
Oh. Time flies when you have
time flies, Maruti. We have much to say, but because of time, we must just sign off. We will be signing off in 10 minutes. Maybe somewhere 10 minutes. We will see.
Maybe we'll see. 10 minutes. But we'll be disciplined.
Today we'll be disciplined because last night we did 3 hours 30. So, but we still have a lot to talk about. Okay, let's just go to the last verse. And then we did 3. But each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself. And the wife must respect a husband.
Hey.
That is the last part that we read. And I close my pages.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you say, Murat? Because it's saying that each of you must love his wife as he loves himself. And a wife must respect her husband. Now, there are two things. There is submit, serve, and respect. Three things that a woman, a wife must do, a human must do. And also with men, they say three things. You love.
It's very interesting that Paul repeats this thing again and again.
Mm.
When he says, however, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
Mm.
Which means Paul knew and had an insight about the fact that sometimes men find it difficult to love their wives, and women find it difficult to respect their husbands.
Mm.
And this must happen, as a responsibility in marriage. You know, and I just want to challenge each and every wife that might be listening today to say, do you respect your husband?
Mm.
Can you just genuinely and be honest with yourself?
Yes.
Do you respect your husband?
Mm.
And I also want to pose the same question to every husband that might be listening on the show tonight to say, do you really, really, I mean honestly, sincerely love your wife?
Yeah.
As of the church. So it's very, very important to constantly ask ourselves, so that we must always hit a button of introspection to find out if we still driving on the right lane. Because sometimes we may think we still got it whilst we have actually lost the way along the line. You know, so it's very important to constantly check. Am I still the respectful woman that the Lord asks me or commands me to be? Am I still the loving husband that I was when I first married my wife? If things changed along the line, what is it that changed along the line? That's number one. Number two, what is it that you're willing to do to help out the situation so that it comes back where it used to be? Because I believe that, you know, love is a fire that must constantly be rekindled. You know, kimollo o dukang, and usually haile mollo o dukang. From time and time again, you need ho kenya patsi encha so that mollo utlo tlotsola pele o tuka o seke wa tima. You know, it's not kore asi automatic ya hore ha o tuka o tla dula o tuka le ha o sa tsheli o le o tla dula o tuka fela ke automatic aiko. But it's not just the responsibility of the husband, it's also the responsibility of the wife. You know, here are things that I think I see all the time, and I always question myself. For instance, when it's days like, Valentine's Day, you know, I know I don't celebrate them, and I don't recommend them, but I'm just, for the sake of this conversation, I see these things. That wives are always ready to receive from the husbands.
Yes.
But the husbands don't get anything. You know, even when it's anniversaries, the wives are always willing to be treated well, to receive things. But husbands don't get anything. When it's her birthday, the husband must go all out. But when it's his birthday, not much.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know. So this playing field must be leveled so that it becomes equal to everybody. You know, so that the man also feels appreciated and loved.
Yes.
And the wife also feels appreciated and loved. So the playing field must be level.
Yes.
If it's Valentine's Day and you guys celebrate Valentine's Day, I know I don't, but if people out there celebrate Valentine's Day, let the wife also make some efforts to bring some things, to bring some gifts and things like that, to even take the husband out. There's nothing wrong about that.
There's nothing wrong, yes.
Yeah. As a signature, or no, it's only the husband that must go an extra mile, that must put an effort and do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You know, the wife as well must also rekindle the fire. It's very important. That's how it should be.
I hear you twice.
As a husband, I always massage her, but she never, she doesn't even think she must massage me. I always massage her.
I hear you.
Simple things like that. You know, we need to address them so that the playing field becomes equal. Amen.
No, I hear you, Maruti. I hear you. I understand.
So with this being said, the verse says here, the man has a responsibility to love the wife, and the wife has the responsibility to respect the husband.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, so the time is 9:04. So we are about to sign off. And let's just dance this song. I don't know, but our friends maybe they will understand it. Let me just, I've been playing this song. Let's just play it.
Yeah.
as we are singing this song,
yes,
with this song, Muruti, we are saying, we are signing off. It's being awesome. It's being awesome. We are disciplined today, Muruti. Today we are disciplined today. We are disciplined today. We are signing off tonight. It's been a lovely show. So we are meeting tomorrow, same time, same place. With me, myself, and I, Pastor Jenna Mamabolo. And I will be with Pastor Patrick tomorrow again. We are driving this show together, time to meditate. Tomorrow is Sunday. I believe everybody is going to church. Whoever is listening, just prepare yourself tomorrow. Go to church and play. Go to church and pray. If you left the church, go back to the church. Go back and tell them that I'm back. And there's no other way. So we are excited. We are by the Grace Radio. You can also visit our main website, www.bythegrace.org. All information is there. And as I said yesterday, that I'm excited that before December we are launching a book. It will be in a bookshop. Before December we are launching the book. Just keep on visiting the website with all details. Keep on listening to this radio. You can refer everyone. Just send the link to everyone to listen all over the world. We love you. And stay blessed. Stay blessed. Bye-bye, Muruti. We are signing off.
Bye-bye. Yes, bye-bye. We'll be right back.